Time now, 8:30 from FM 95.7, KQWC, Webster City. Well, time now for a visit on what's happening in one of the best things about Hamilton County, and that's in our park areas and how you can be part of a very special survey that's going on right now. And join me live in our studios, we have Hamilton County Conservation Director Brian Lambers. And Brian, very good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Kind of a cold morning, too, but still, nevertheless, kind of a change of season going on with you good folks at the Conservation Department.
Yeah, fall is usually the best time of the year to be out and about. Yep. You know, hunting seasons are up and going right now, and, you know, just perfect weather to be out and taking hikes and just enjoying the fall colors, fall weather.
That's for sure. Matter of fact, last week we were talking off air by visiting with Nate Carr, who's a conservation officer for the DNR for both Hamilton and Webster County, so he had his work cut out for him. I'm sure last week went with all those pheasant hunters. We had some wonderful weather last weekend for that.
Yeah, pheasant hunting is off and running, and, you know, bird populations are up this year, and a lot of people using the areas. I got a lot of reports of, you know, every 15 minutes a new car would show up in a parking lot and start mm-hmm. hunting again. So hunters I did talk to had some pretty good success, so a lot of birds this year. Should be a good season.
Mm-hmm. We have you on here this morning for a purpose, and that has to do with a public survey that's going on, Brian, that the people of Hamilton County can be a part of.
Right. So in the last year, our County Conservation Board has been working on a new strategic plan. This is like a 5-year, 10-year plan that we that we try to put together. It helps guide us on things that we want to get accomplished, you know, as we go along in the direction we need to be going. But one of the key pieces for this strategic plan is we really want and we value the public's input on this. So this is the next piece that we're on, and that's to do a public survey. So right now on our website at mycountyparks.com, you go to Hamilton County, and we have a QR code. You can actually scan that QR code online and take the survey. It takes anywhere from 5 to 7 minutes to fill out. Then there's also a website, and that there's a link to that from our website as well. So what we're asking people to do is just, you know, tell us a little bit about the, you know, the parks and areas that we manage. And basically, it's not a lot of multiple choice, but areas that you can actually write in and tell us exactly what you want or what you think the County Conservation Board should be able to offer.
And this survey is going on for the next month.
Yeah, we'll probably actually run it through December, so the next 2 months for sure. Then we'll probably wrap things up. We want to compile all the data and have it presented at the January board meeting.
All right, so look forward to that. So just simply go to mycountyparks.com. On there, you'll find the information about Hamilton County, how you can be a part of the survey. And you told me about 100 people so far have taken part in this.
So far, yeah. We've had it going for about 2 weeks now, mm-hmm. Just trying to really get this information out there. But again, you know, without the public input, you know, it's easy for us to make decisions at an office and look at some things. But you know, different perspectives from different people and different users, that's very important to us. So I really urge people to go ahead and take the survey. And, you know, it doesn't take that long, but it will really help us out as far as planning for our future.
Mm-hmm. Again, we're talking with Brian Lambers, Hamilton County Conservation Director, on our Community Corner show today. But other than the survey, what else has been going on for the great outdoors here in Hamilton County?
Well, the biggest thing is if you've been out to Briggs Woods here lately, you notice that the lower lake levels, we're dropping that lake almost 10 feet now. I think we're between 8 and 10 feet. We haven't done this since 2006, and the reason we're doing this is we have a new irrigation pump house system going in for the golf course. The old one, if people notice walking that trail, that thing really leaned toward the lake and was really causing us some issues, and it was put in, I think, around 1990, so it's been in there quite some time, and it's just time to replace that, and so we're going to put in a new one that is pretty much located on the base of the dam and not over hanging the outside of the dam there. So the lake is really low right now. That might be a shock if you haven't been out there in a while, but it's kind of a neat opportunity to see the fish structures that we put in back in 2006. Back then, we actually lowered the lake because we did a watershed project for the lake, and this is our opportunity to enhance those fish structures. I'd also like the public, if they want to come out and venture around, you know, just be cautious. There is pretty muddy areas out there if you get too close to where the water was, but also take some time to help us pick up trash. You know, if you fill a trash bag, just leave it up by the boat ramp or something, and we'll pick it up for you, but it's just time to clean up the lake and enhance those fish structures. And then once that irrigation system is in, we'll we'll get the lake filled back up again.
Speaking of garbage, have you found anything unusual there, Brian, from the people taking care of this cleanup situation? This is almost like the Boone River cleanup, which sadly we did not have this year because of the low river conditions.
Right. Well, nothing too alarming. I mean, it's nothing like they found in Lake Mead this year when those lake levels were really low.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we found some boat anchors and ice augers and stuff like that. Mostly what we're seeing is, you know, pop cans, bottles people just have littered and haven't picked up. So, you know, getting those all cleaned up for the year is very, very helpful. And like I said, it's a great opportunity to see those fish structures and how important those are. And then we'll add to those as well.
All right. What else do we have going on there, Mr. Lammers?
So another thing that we're thinking of doing here, possibly this fall, depending on how the irrigation pump system goes, but we have some private individuals that came forward and donated some funds for walleye stocking at Briggswoods Lake. We hope to stock some walleyes here, about 600 of them this fall. We're kind of waiting to see how this pans out. And if it doesn't happen this fall, we'll probably wait until next year. But we'd like to start a walleye stocking program again for Briggswoods for the next 3 years. And then after that, we'd like to go down to Little Wall Lake and do some fish stocking as well. So people can contribute to that if they want. That's through the Enhanced Hamilton County Foundation. They can donate towards that project if they want. We also have new firewood permits coming out. This is for wood cutting. These are changed a little bit over the last couple of years. We ceased those permits last year due to some issues, and this year we'll reopen that because, of course, we have a lot of ash trees. We had a number of oaks that died this year, too, at Briggswoods. So we'll have designated areas in the parking lots for those people that want to apply for a wood cutting permit for this winter. So that's happening, and then we also have new picnic shelters, mini picnic shelters, I call them. Basically, they're a permanent table underneath a small structure there with a concrete slab and a new grill that was done in part with the Hamilton County Tourism Grant. So we're finishing those up. We got three more to do tomorrow morning at Little Wall Lake. So there's five at each park. So those will be ready to go for the spring for picnic use.
That was my next question right there. That said, such a beautiful picnic shelter there. I've seen the pictures that you have posted on Facebook. But, again, they just have to wait until next spring to enjoy the outdoors here in Hamilton County with those picnic tables.
Yeah. So, and then with that, there's many other projects that could go on. So one thing I want to just remind the public to do is, If you're not aware of what REAP is, that's Resource Enhancement and Protection Act. That was enacted back in '89. Still has not been fully funded by the Iowa legislators. And also, you know, if you get an opportunity to talk to your legislators before their season gets going, you know, you can kind of talk at the importance of our outdoor recreational opportunities we have, our natural resources, and explain how important REAP is. And all that information, of course, can be found on the Iowa DNR website through the REAP program. And then also along with that, IWIL, that still has not been fully funded or passed by the legislators. The public voted on that back in 2010, and majority of the public, I think there were 63% that said, yes, we want the sales tax raised by 0.375. That still has not been in place yet either. So we are still waiting for legislators to work on hopefully something this fall or this next session. But again, they'll need to hear from their constituents. So if, you know, outdoors and natural resources are important to you, which impacts all of us anyway, I'd invite you to go ahead and contact your legislator and inform them about these important pieces.
Mm-hmm. So just talk with our area lawmakers and see if we can get something done, because I remember the very, very, very first meeting for REAP was held at the conservation office with your person that was at the time, Brian Holt.
Yep.
Conservation director was in charge, and he was so excited about that, and I believe still is.
Yeah, yep, and that's still a very important program. It impacts all of us daily, believe it or not. But
yeah,
we just had our recent REAP assembly meetings in Fort Dodge here a couple weeks ago, and he elected some or voted on some people to attend the REAP Congress, which will be held the second Saturday of January. So that's important that we get people and local people to support that and partake in that.
That would be January 13th, I believe.
Yeah, they moved it. It used to be the first Saturday, but I believe this year they moved it to the second Saturday.
January 13th is when the REAP Congress will take place in Des Moines to get some more support and funding for all the wonderful things we have in the great outdoors here in the state.
And then last thing I want to talk about, of course, is our campground and our golfing season. You know, first of all, I want to thank everyone that came out and did some camping in our areas or, you know, enjoyed the golf course or just enjoyed the parks in general. You know, we're starting to close things up for the year. Unfortunately, Mother Nature doesn't allow us to keep the water lines on. So this week we're finishing up by shutting all the water off into the campgrounds. The electricity is still on, so if people still want to come out and camp with just the electricity, they're welcome to do so. We usually keep those campgrounds open until the first snowfall, and then we shut some things down. But had a great season, so again, thanks to the campers and those that came out and enjoyed the parks. And, of course, the golf course had a really successful year, so those that support the golf course and enjoyed that sport, that was a good year for them.
It sure was. Great turnout, great programs. During the summer season there at the Briggswoods Golf Course, opened back last March. They had visitors coming up from the Twin Cities, and that's always been kind of a springtime event when these golfers come from the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. It's talked about each year. They come down to Webster City, spend some time at our motels and restaurants. And
yeah, we had a really good year with those folks. We went up to the Minnesota Golf Show in February and really promoted, you know, Hamilton County in general. And we had a number of packages that came down. They actually came down twice. A couple of them did because, you know, it helped us that Minneapolis had 3 feet of snow and we had nothing on the ground.
Yeah.
And I talked to a couple of those package folks, and yeah, they ended up coming down twice just because they enjoyed the golf course that much. So that was a great year. So for those folks to make that trip, you know, and spend their money in our county, you know, that just helps all of our businesses and all of us here in our county as well.
So it is official. The golf season is done there?
Yeah, we're closed up as of right now. And obviously, if we hit a very warm day, we'll try to open things up. But, you know, I kind of leave that up to my golf personnel staff to take care of those for me. You know, that's sometimes that might be on a last-minute decision to be made. You know, if weather holds out, we'll open that thing up. But if it's too cold, we'll probably just stay closed.
So. I told you our fair was supposed to be in the upper 50s come by Sunday.
Yeah, 50s, 60s.
Unless we change our clocks too.
Yeah, that's true. So there's an opportunity we could be open, but again, I'll leave that up to staff.
Yeah, that's their final decision. But for the time being, Briggswoods Golf Course is closed for the season, I guess. But any changes, I'm sure we'll be notified if they will reopen again.
Yep.
Anything else for the good of the cause there?
No, just again, just, you know, folks, please take the time to go out and take that survey for us. That's an important piece for our strategic planning. And, you know, we don't want to move forward without you. And we need your input and ideas. And that'll just help us and help you in total. So
this survey is continuing until next month in December?
Probably through the end of December.
End of December.
Yep, something like that. We haven't really set an official date to pull that, but you know, we get 2 or 3 months of survey data in. That's great for us. Again, it's very short. It takes 5 to 7 minutes. Just, you know, if we fill that out and get that into us, we hope to get the meat of the strategic planning going here after we get those results put in. We do this in different phases because when we want to do it, obviously we want to do it right.
Right.
And we're looking at, you know, a 5 to 10 type year plan. So it's important for us.
All right. Also, let's mention, too, that coming up this Saturday evening is the night hike with the Hamilton and Webster County Conservations. This is at the Skillet Creek Indian Mounds, which is located west of Stratford. If they want more information, they may call your office at 832-9570, because that starts at 7 o'clock, I believe.
Yeah.
John Laird will be there for that event. Bring your flashlight along, too. And then we have the Candy Cane Hike. That's coming up on Saturday, December 2nd, and that's being held at Briggswoods Park, right. I believe.
Okay. Yeah, so some great events coming up there for the public to attend and environmental education. All that stuff is posted on our website, of course. It's on the very front under events there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you get those opportunities, you know, I know there's a wreath-making one coming up as well. That one is posted, and that should be a good opportunity for families to come out.
And that's what, coming up in December, or is it in January for the wreath?
You know, that one I had to look online myself. I don't remember the date top of my head.
That's fine. So just find out more about what's happening in the conservation area here in Hamilton County. Visit the website or visit their Facebook page. Or if you have any questions, talk with Brian Lambers or John Laird at 832-9570. Make sure you're a part of that survey that's going on. All Anything right. else?
Nope, that's it. Thanks, Pat.
Brian Lambers, thank you so much for joining us, and I wish you a very thrilling Thursday there.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Coming up tomorrow in our Community Corner, we'll talk about a fall production by the Webster City High School Summit starting next weekend. My guest will be Melissa Pace, joining us tomorrow morning right here on the Community Corner, right here on KQWC. It's 845.